From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the biggest transfer so far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been freed to the United Arab Emirates. The departure of the dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves just 61 detainees at Guantanamo as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. An administration official overseeing the closure said it continues to its continued operation weakens U.S. national security. But R. Nicholas Pellerino, visiting Georgetown University professor, said while he understands the administration's point of view, the U.S. remains at war with the global jihadist movement.
If you accept that, which many of our leaders do, and many people around the world do, then we should not be releasing these prisoners back into the battlefield. And the battlefield is not only Syria, Iraq. It is around the world at this point.
A spokesperson for Amnesty International said keeping Guantanamo open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. The parents of the Nigerian schoolgirls, viewed as the most recent video by their Boko Haram abductors, were described Monday as wounded by the images. A masked man on the video, released Sunday, said some of the girls had been killed in airstrikes. Hosea Tsambido is chairman of the Chibok community in Abuja.
What makes them sad is for the fact that many girls have died, according to the video, and some are broken. Some has wound on their heads due to the airstrike.
Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Borno State village of Chibok in April 2014, causing international outrage and a social media campaign. This is VOA News.